and welcome to Onza Radio Main News broadcast for 1745 hours. The headline: in the news, ZRIA aids rural communities to demand receipts and bootstraps from fire. Two ZNS officers die while on duty. In international news, Israeli military orders Gaza City residents to evacuate ahead of ground assault. And in sports news, Haben will crown the 2025 Strongman Champion.
Today, as and when they happen. The main news on Onza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Ivy Nambe. In local news, Zambia Revenue Authority ZRIA Commissioner General Dingane Banda has urged rural communities to actively contribute their share of capital to support national development. Speaking in Singongo, Western Province, Banda emphasized that one simple way citizens can contribute is by demanding receipts every time they make a purchase. He explains that this practice helps ensure businesses are properly counted for in the tax system. Banda notes that the more taxes ZRIA collects, the more resources are available for development initiatives such as free education and the Consumer Development Fund to be used. He reviews that Zambia currently collects about 18% in taxes for every 100 kwacha available compared to countries like Namibia, which collects over 10-30%. ZRIA chief stressed that progress is only possible if every stakeholder, from business to consumers, plays their role in contributing to the tax system. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayani has said that Zambia has embraced economic diplomacy as a cornerstone of its foreign policy. Speaking at the Zambia Investment and Innovation Roadshow California Roundtable Program at Stanford University, Tayani emphasized that while Zambia remains a historically non-aligned nation, it is committed to cementing global partnerships for the benefit of its people. He explains that the New Dawn Association values collaboration with the private sector to drive meaningful and sustainable development. Tayari also highlighted the Logical Railway project, noting that it will not only boost the mining sector, but also stimulate secondary industries, create jobs, and support youth empowerment. Meanwhile, Cobalt Metals Chief Executive Officer Kurt House revealed that his company has invested $400 million in Zambia over the past 4 years. House attributed this commitment to Zambia's political stability and youthful workforce, which he described as key factors making the country a loyal and attractive investment destination. Ministry of Technology and Science Feminine Secretary Brilliant Havendu has said the ministry will continue strengthening partnerships with public and private actors to equip research and academic institutions with connectivity and transport innovation. Dr. Havendu emphasized the ministry's commitment to creating more spaces where student-led innovations can flourish, be nurtured, and scaled into tangible products. He made these remarks in Livingston during the awards gala marking the conclusion of the 2025 Research and Education Network Xamarin Week. Speaking at the same event, Xamarin Board Chairperson Professor Mundia Muya thanked the government and member institutions for their support in providing a stable foundation for connectivity, research and digital transformation in higher education. Professor Muya added that Xamarin envisions deeper collaboration with all stakeholders to build a Zambia where knowledge flows freely, innovation is nurtured, and research is empowered. Still in local news, police have arrested the assistant accountant at Livingston City Council who had been on the run following allegations of theft involving Consumer Development Fund, CDF. Sydney to Limba, age 35, was apprehended on August 22, 2025, after evading authorities since July 2025, when the matter was first reported to police. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer of DCO Dhaka confirmed the arrest and stated that Kulimba has been charged in connection with the theft of 103,000 kwacha funds intended for serious empowerment beneficiaries. Dhaka added that Kulimba was formally charged on September 7, 2025 with 11 counts of theft for public servants. President Hage Hichilema has warned that illegal mining and lawlessness will not be tolerated, reaffirming his administration's commitment to restoring order and transparency in the mining sector. Speaking during the official opening of artisanal and small-scale mining conference, President Hichilema said all mining activities must be licensed. President also called for safe and responsible mining practices, urging stakeholders to avoid actions that lead to environmental degradation. Meanwhile, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Pokabuso says all major mining operations have resumed since the UPND came into office. Kabuto added that the mining sector has attracted significant investment thanks to the stable and investor-friendly policy in the environment, and the Lusaka Province Minister Shirin Muliata described the event as a demonstration of government's commitment to partnering with stakeholders in addressing challenges in the SEM sector. And finally, in local news, Zambian National Services, ZNS personnel have died under unclear circumstances while on duty at the ZNS furniture factory in Lusaka West. ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison Brigadier General Mabel Nyoni has confirmed the development, saying police preliminary investigation suggests suffering in the death of the two officers. Brigadier General Nyoni says the service is treating the matter with utmost urgency and is collaborating with police to establish the circumstances that led to the unfortunate incident. Meanwhile, the family of Mula Sokwe, one of the two victims, has expressed concern over the Zambia police continued silence and delay in issuing a statement on the incident. A family member who spoke to Unza Radio says that based on anonymity, has revealed that Officer Sokwe and two colleagues, Port Katembo, were allegedly attacked and killed while on night duty. He said their bodies were discovered, reported, and stripped off their uniforms and partially burned. We now take a short break. Here to come is international news and sports news. Don't go away.
GSTV Home Business is here for your crowd, here for your vibe, and here to make your business the place to be. From hotels and restaurants to bars and office spaces, we bring the best entertainment to power up your business.
Yay, yay!
We are here for your competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small.
Woo-hoo!
Choose from the play, stay, or work packages. GSTV Home Business, here for you, here for your business. If you don't feel like your TV is TV, it's because you're missing that thing.
Huh?
That thing. You know that thing you get when you're watching amazing TV? That's exciting, enticing, surprising, and everything in between. That thing you get when you're pressing play, binging, and blockbustering. The thing you get when you're DSTV.
Now that's a way to make an entrance.
Get that thing with all sorts of packages to match your... with DSTV.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest...